I have hit start recording.
The recording has started. Don't do that in the microphone.
Let me hit record. Also, my room's a fucking mess, so I need to
That's okay.
address that eventually.
It's okay. Mine is also fucked up.
I know. You're a gamer girl. Gamer girls don't have clean rooms, except maybe Ash. I would imagine Ash is actually the most functional of us.
Nope. Not at all. I'm an art student.
All an illusion.
It's all an illusion. My room is such a fucking mess, dude.
Art student. Well, I get the vibes.
I got Posca pens on the floor. Along
the money
with
spread in front
three
of me.
Volumes of Die Dark. Read Die Dark, by the way. That's my propaganda for the episode.
Throughout the episode, I will be picking up stuff off of my floor and cleaning my room. That is my task for this podcast.
Three people in call is enough to get you to clean your room. Hey, viewer. Clean your room.
Hey, I know you got dishes in your sink. It doesn't take that long to do them. You just need to rinse them off and put them in the dishwasher. It's okay.
You should have a bit where, you know, back when you used to smoke weed, you should have had one of these motherfuckers. So you could, like, take an edible and then go, let me just go ahead and put on my neck pillow since I'm that fucking high right now.
What?
I mean, these two know. Ash and Baylin, though, I'd, like, literally fall out of my chair and start sleeping on the floor. So.
Yeah, I remember. I remember, too.
Yeah. You were there, too. Yeah.
That's powerful.
God, I look big.
Those days are
I
behind
look wide. Look how wide I look, Michael.
Oh, I know
my
about being wide, bro.
But Tien,
Marcos,
the doctor
Marcos
said
turned
if
his
you
camera
keep...
on and is very happy about it this episode.
He is looking like Tien right now.
Can you absolve us of our sins real quick?
Yes. By doing a lateral raise.
That okay.
Look at that lump. Yeah, it could be bigger.
It could be bigger.
Welcome to the Route 1 podcast where we look at our muscles.
Yep.
Two of us.
Two of you.
Ash been hitting the gym too, from what I understand.
I want to. Now that I am able to drive, I definitely want to. The problem is my schedule's shit, so I need to, like, pick a day. I can't, like, just go when I feel like it, because I never feel like it.
Oh. You know who can go when they feel like it?
I'm a lazy bitch.
Me, I can go whenever I feel like it. I have a 24-hour gym.
Oh, powerful.
He DM'd me once at like 4 a.m. He was like, do I try to go to sleep or should I just go to the gym? And I was like, wow, you're really about it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, well, sometimes, like, I'll stay up way too late and be like, the gym opens in an hour. I should just start going. I should get ready.
Yeah. Once you get into it, it's like, it feels nice because your brain is happy to move.
Dude, like when I do like flies, like chest flies, I feel like my pec, like get really like torn up. In, like, my inner chest, it feels awesome.
Do you know why it feels awesome?
Because that's how David Hasselhoff shoots SpongeBob.
Yep. that's totally what awesome. I was going to say. Yep. Thank you.
Ash, what were you going to say?
when you're, you know, you are ripping your muscles when you're exercising.
Yes.
So, in
that's
doing that, your brain's
ripped.
Like, yeah, that's why it's called getting ripped. So, we're going to release happy chemicals so it doesn't hurt as bad. And so
you know
that's
what
why you get like endorphin rushes.
You know what I'm gonna start doing, Michael? I'm gonna enter my worst arc of all time. I'm gonna start unironically doing the looks maxing arc where I like press my tongue up to the top of my mouth.
No.
Stop that.
No. Don't learn how to mew. Stop it. Stop trying.
What's
up? Stop.
Dude, I'm sick of these fucking
stop it
incel core fucking jerks becoming like ironic.
Oh,
shit.
They're hilarious. They're hilarious. I like it because it like holds a mirror up to those people.
Yeah.
I think that it should become mainstream. We should hold a mirror up to them.
I think I don't know.
This is two sides of the same coin.
The vibes feel off whenever I hear someone talk about mewing and like. It's like
I don't even know what that is. Is that crazy for the class?
Have you ever seen Zoolander? Have you ever seen Zoolander?
Oh.
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, never mind.
Have you ever seen American Psycho or American Psycho edits that, like, lonely kids make?
No.
All right, so mewing... Chat, close your ears. If you want to, like...
Don't teach
our audience how to mew. Not because this is bad, but because it's cringe. So, here's the God honest truth. A jawline is very sexy when it's nice and, like, square. People do enjoy that. I think we're, you know, hardwired to kind of like it. That's why Michael. You got that hack to make. Well, that's why Michael shaves his beard to look like it. So no, I know because my old roommate did it too. Like we saw him without it, and he looked like a one of the fish for like the anchovies from SpongeBob.
Wow!
But what happens is people like get so obsessed with like internet culture, like oh, I need to be sexy, I need to look like this and that. It's like really like unhealthy that they start to listen to people when they get desperate to look a certain way.
Yep.
And mewing is a result of that. Basically, someone told someone, or someone like spread this thing on the internet where if you like press your tongue onto the upper part of your palate and like hold it there, that you'll expand your palate over time, making like your jaw a little bit wider.
Yeah,
and there are some people who want to get like their jaw crushed and like reassembled like surgically to fix it. Technically you could do that, but you shouldn't because that's not worth it.
That's insane.
That's like plastic surgery, right? But yeah, so here's the god honest truth. If you have a weak jaw, it's one of two reasons, or jawline, it's one of two reasons. One, either genetically your bone structure just isn't like that, and you know, you can learn to live with it, grow a beard, shave it a certain way, look really nice. Like that's what people do to cope.
Marcos, not talking about you, Michael. Camera.
I'm talking about my old roommate.
Michael's moving off the camera.
I'm talking about my old roommate.
Right now.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is you might actually have a pretty strong jawline, but you might be just a little bit overweight. So if you like lose some weight, like it'll kind of come off your face and expose like a nice square jaw. I know because that's the case with me when I lost a bunch of weight the first time.
Crazy.
Yeah, my jaw was actually like very, very like defined. And that's basically like the two reasons someone might have a strong jawline, either genetics or like a weight thing. But it isn't important because you know what is important? Being tolerable. And if you're putting your tongue up on the palate of the top of like your mouth to expand your jaw, chances are people don't want to hang out with you regardless of how you look.
Bars. Yeah. Why is it called mewing? I'm still stuck there.
As the person who made the
Dr. Mew. It was yeah. Dr. Okay. Mew.
Wait, really? Like that's funny.
Yeah. After a guy. But yeah. I'm pretty sure he was a chiropractor, so he wasn't a real doctor.
Yeah. I just knew it was the doctor, man. But I don't know. I this like whole looks maxing thing feels sort of like weird to me, and I don't like
because
even making like
I will say.
It's beauty influencers for young boys instead of young girls.
Yeah, I will say that like the whole looks maxing thing is, in my opinion, a way to, and here's the thing, it should have been a positive thing, but it ended up being a negative thing because of the people who like dove into it. It should have been a way of making like healthy habits and a bunch of other stuff more like digestible to like audiences of people who don't really get enough sunlight. So like conceptually, like, cause I did a deep dive on this a few years ago before, like it was a joke. I was like, what the hell is going on over there? Right. Cause I like heard someone mention it once. And this also is like a big thing with, like gym culture. There's also like gym incel culture where like, it's just like the sad version of it. And that's where I first heard about it because you end up in like a pipeline of videos. But basically, like they refer to things like saving money, getting in shape and taking care of yourself and using moisturizers as respectively wealth maxing, health maxing and like looks maxing. And I'm like
what? Because
you're supposed to be maxing out a stat. And I'm like, okay, this is clearly just
that's
like internet
where
lingo.
Comes from?
Yeah. It's clearly internet lingo to help people digest healthy habits. So it should have been good. But the issue is along the line, people got really, really bad like ideas spoon fed through this like pipeline of 4chan green texts and like
Reddit.
You know, forum posts and Reddit and stuff, where most of it's just BS. And the best advice I can give people is get like 8 to 9 hours of sleep if you can, and like walk for like an hour every day, and like your life will slowly fall into place.
yep. Hard agree. Because when I was in high school, I still went to the gym, even though I had like PE and stuff, because that was never... High school PE is bullshit.
I signed up for weights class because it was more fun than PE.
Right? Like, I would rather have that hour in the weight room than to get called slurs playing soccer.
I was in that shit.
California.
They called individual sports. We got our choice of, like, what the fuck do we could pick? Individual sports is the most
busted
thing ever.
I'm so fucking... You want to know? I couldn't do that. That was an option at your school. We had to take 2 years of mandatory PE at my high school. You take your first year, it's all the same, like, general, oh, go run a mile every week, go do this and that, you know. If you fail the, like, standardized testing for state physical health,
pacer
whatever,
and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to choose your sport. You have to, like, basically take the same class again. Which I think is dumb, because if you want someone who's failing those things to you know, get better, then maybe, like, make it fun for them. But yeah, I couldn't run an 8-minute mile, and my BMI was off as a teenager. What a shocker. What a crazy thing. So many people I know either failed the BMI test because they were too tall, too skinny, or too short. Like,
I almost
it was literally never
general.
Because they were unhealthy. They were just children in puberty. I was fat, I'll admit that, but...
I got an eating disorder from being on the wrestling team.
Yeah, no, high school shit like that sucks because it turns your health into a grade and makes it, like, correct or incorrect thing to do. And it's like, that's
you
not the point. I'm
do?
Supposed to have fun being healthy.
You know what we should do? At a young age, provide children with the tools and environment where they're excited to be active and engage in athletic activities, so rather than have it be forced upon them, they develop a craving for it and they become lifelong athletes.
That's what recess was, and then they take that out by middle school.
Yeah.
True. You don't get to do that.
I'm a big fan of social programs.
I'm a big fan of social programs.
Hear me out here. I got the play. McDonald's play place, not into McDonald's.
Yeah, playground. You have invented,
like,
a playground.
But like a big one.
I just had a quarter pounder with cheese. Because
it's, McDonald's in the frame.
This fucker ain't boycotting. Get him.
Because it's 500 calories and 26 grams of protein. And I've been real good this week, and I was able to fit it in with my macros.
I think you need to start posting gym videos to the Cybermen album.
Cybermen album?
That's the origin of the 30 on 30 song.
Maybe.
It's like 12 songs that they have on Spotify and SoundCloud.
Well, my main idea here is that I'm preparing for Worlds because I'm going to get my invite this year. It's barely secure at this point that I'm going to get it.
Fuck yeah.
For sure.
So what I'm going to do, because it's in Hawaii, is I've been getting back in the gym and getting in shape because I'm trying to, like, be like sexy as shit when I get to Hawaii. And also, since Pokemon YouTube won't last forever, I'm also going to start doing gym content once I look like someone who should be doing gym content, which, granted, not you know how
not
you look shouldn't define yeah not a requirement but like you know for me personally, I want to make sure I'm already there and people know I know my stuff before I give advice, because, like, I don't look like I know my stuff, like, 90% of the year, and that's because I don't follow my own advice. I just kind of, like, live. You know,
for a while you're in the trenches for a bit with school.
Yeah, I have weak impulse control too, but I've been getting better at that.
We've talked about this before. Me and you are like parabolas. We're either, like, we're in our chunky mode, or we just look like fucking beasts. Like,
yeah. Right now, I'm, like, in a transition period where, like, I look huge because I'm, like, stronger than I've ever been, but I'm also, like, proportionally bigger than I've ever been at this strength, and a lot of, like, your strength to lift weights does come from fat as well, as much as it does muscle in some cases, which is why you see strong men lifting, if you go to strongman competition where they're lifting, like, half ton stuff, they're not skinny bodybuilder types, they're, like, big burly dudes with, like, lots of fat on them.
And, like, think of sumo too, like,
yeah, sumo too,
entire,
those guys are,
like,
strong.
Like, that and powerlifting is just, like, that's just what you look like when you're doing that, or things like shot put in the Olympics.
It's optimal.
Yeah.
It's just optimal.
Yeah. It's almost drinking, like, it's almost like your appearance doesn't correlate to your health.
Am
that's
I still
great.
Drinking eggs? Not as much, because what? I found a really lean protein shake
Hold
that
on.
I can substitute that up for.
Hold on.
Actually, you didn't know about this?
Why were you drinking eggs?
I needed to get an extra 100 grams of protein in my diet, and I didn't care how I got it because I don't really see food as food anymore as much as it is fuel. So I was like, okay, drinking egg whites, and I'll drink a whole carton of egg whites. And the issue with that is, like, egg whites.
You're drinking eggs. Salmonella.
Well, it's safe. It's pasteurized eggs.
Protein powder.
Well, the issue is I needed it to be extremely lean, and egg whites have basically no fat or carbs, so it was all just protein. But the issue with it is that there's a lot of sulfur in it, so it made my farts deadly.
I could never. I see shit like that if people drink it. No. I'm not someone who wants to become buff. I just want to be healthy. I'm never drinking. I'm never consuming raw eggs unless it's in cookie dough. Fuck that.
The way it looked, trust me, just because I saw it with my own eyes, it looked intelligent. That's all I gotta say.
What do you mean?
Looked intelligent. Because the way I did it is I would have, like, so egg whites are flavorless, like, entirely. I don't recommend this, by the way. I don't recommend it purely because your room will become a fart canyon, dude. but basically, egg whites are completely flavorless. If you drink them, guess what it tastes like? It tastes like water. And if you put chocolate syrup in it, like just a little bit of sugar-free chocolate syrup, it turns into a giant thick yoo-hoo. Yeah, and it tastes pretty good. So I would just chug that every day.
Thick chocolate milk. Ugh.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's our fitness section.
Articuno. I think my stance, work with what you got with your body.
And true. Work what and shake what your mama gave you.
Exactly.
Articuno won a regional.
Don't spam Blizzard on ladder. Don't spam Blizzard on ladder.
It was shaking
please.
That shit. Articuno was throwing that shit back in Utrecht.
No.
Can I tell you, like, my hot take about the Articuno team?
It's bad. Is that what you're
No,
saying?
No, it's good, but it does what every Hail team does when it does good at a major event. It pops off and then metagame adjust instantly because no one wants to be in a Blizzard spam meta, and I think that adjustment is we're going to see slightly more Hisui and Arcanine and a lot more Rain Dance.
This could be so funny.
And yeah, no, I don't expect Articuno to do good ever again.
Yeah, I agree.
I think I'm in the same boat as you. I'm going to rephrase it a little bit because I think it's more accurate to what was probably going to happen. Weather in general is going to be a trend, not so much just snow.
Tyranitar will pick up.
Literally. Yeah. Anything that auto sets weather or Tornadus fourth move is going to go back to being Sunny Day or Rain Dance if it wasn't already.
You know what's crazy?
You know what I'm saying? What's up?
Going crazy mode.
I was thinking about this the other day. We have both T-Tar and Excadrill, and I've never fought a single T-Tar Excadrill team in this game.
The only Tita Excadrill team that was made was the one that we made. It had literally the
Alexander. Yeah.
Oh, y'all made one? Never mind.
Me, Balin, and Andre have been. It's been on the back burner. That shit's been reducing since the beginning of Reg F. That shit gonna be cooking like a demi-glaze sauce. You mean?
Damn. Okay.
Concentrated. That shit is potent.
At this point, it's just like stuck to the pan, and it's like it's on. The
that shit burnt.
It's that type of thing on the pan where you have to go. It needs to soak, so you put it in soap and water, and you know very well it doesn't need to soak. You got to throw that pan out.
Yeah, that shit carbonized.
We fucked up the caramel. We fucked up the caramel, though.
Now we can save the saucepan. I swear, it's gone. It's
gonna save it. Genuinely, though, Marcos, I think he's right about, like, rain picking up or, like, Sunny Day Torn special offense teams picking up. You know, the type of... You know the Tailwind teams. The Tailwind that's, like, it's... They're not ever... They don't even click Tailwind. They're just clicking Sunny Day next to Spectre Overheat you and just one-shotting everything. Yeah. That type of shit.
Rain been here,
though. That's gonna pick up.
100%.
Yeah.
Rain has been here. That's also true. And maybe it's currently Rain's time to shine.
I'm wondering if Pelly will come back.
Pelly is here. He's still here. He exists.
He's not gotten a result, though, I think is what you're
saying. Pelicopter.
I need a team so I can start playing on ladder, even though they might fuck up the format, which we'll talk about in a second, because I want to talk about this regional first. Because I've got, like, very little meta awareness, and watching a European regional did not help. What the fuck was going on over there? Why did Fluttermane drop 50% usage Raging Bolt go up like 30?
So you would think that it like dropped to 50%. It was still at 50% usage. It's everything else rose up next to it. So it's multiple monster at 50% usage, which is insane because is maybe the most concrete the metagame has been in like a long time, I think. I don't think we've had that many guys at that high of a usage rate. Since, like, I don't even know when. Like, Reg C, maybe? When
Indubitably, Michael.
What?
Nothing.
I don't know. He just hit me with some pinky in the brain shit. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
It was, like,
Bogus Binted?
Like,
Bogus Binted?
Oh, okay.
Bogus Binted?
Bogus Binted?
Have you...
But yeah, no, that usage stat screen, I remember looking at that. I was watching that with my partner, and I was like, bro, what? Why? Where did Fluttermane go? And then I looked at it again, and I was like, oh, wait, no, never mind. Everybody else is just equally as goated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me
Landorus
see.
Landorus was a surprising one. People are going to be gonna fucking stop with this colon shit fraudulent. I hate it.
I hate that shit. Calling Incineroar fraudulent is driving me insane.
But he is a fraud. Fraud.
But Arcanine won the regional, guys.
Incineroar's never going to be bad. Everyone who says, like, Incineroar's going, stocks are down, whatever. You're only baiting for content. That's the only way I could see people saying this, like, in public.
We don't need any more VGC influences, guys. I'm begging you. We don't need any more. Go be a doctor or something.
We that's need crazy. Doctors. Go be a doctor or
your
something.
Your people need you.
Anything with
you're
this?
Talking about EVs, IV, vitamins. I need vitamins in real life. Come help me.
I beg of you. Contribute to society. Be the difference maker.
Yeah, no. That's
not too late.
Crazy. I do think Arcanine will go up. I was thinking about other Intimidate guys now that King Gambit, I feel like, is going to get on the rise, thanks to Gouging Fire Howl stuff.
Oh, he'd been up.
Yeah. I was thinking about Fire Tauros again, but if Rain and Lando I continue to do their shenanigans, then it won't. It's just not a good option.
You're not a good option.
Thank you.
Marco's been checking shit out with Skeledirge, so Fire-type, I think, is a type that is good right now. Like
Fat Fire-type is an interesting archetype that's happening.
Any of the Fire-types are fucking goated, because Aurelion on the other side of the finals at Utrecht was running Ogre Pond Hearthflame. That's been my goat lately. Oh my god, that's a Fire-type that I feel like I can just knock
down. That's a guy I can get behind.
That's a guy, yeah. She goes crazy.
The Bonkinator 5000.
Bonkatron.
Bonkinator.
Terra Fire Ivy Cudgel with any kind of modifier, whether it be Leer, Sunny Day, Helping Hand, all of them 1.5 times boosts, Sword of Ruin even. Jesus Christ, that thing shit hits like a bus.
Yep.
That thing shit.
That thing she'd be shitting on them, bro. She'd be shitting on the composition.
Don't say God that. Damn. Don't fucking say
indubitably
that. Stop it.
It beats. Here's the funniest thing. Here's why I like Ogre Pond Hearthflame so much right now. It beats Ogre Pond Water. Which is funny as shit, because you're a fire type that beats a water type. The water type. Yep. Like,
it's the any Ogre Pond v Ogre Pond fight is like, what's gonna happen? It's a terroring gamble. Who's terroring? What's going on?
Well, with Ogre Fire versus Ogre Water, you're getting the +1 off Terra anyway, so like you can click Ivy Cudgel if they stay normal, and if they don't stay normal, you just Woodhammer. Or cut the bullshit, just Woodhammer in general. Yeah.
You don't need to worry about Ivy Cudgeling.
The only time you have to cover any other move is like if they have more Pokemon alive. So if you make it a 1v1.
Yeah.
Unless they're running max speed and it's a speed tie, and actually I hit you with Terra Water Ivy Cudgel.
Here's the Route 1 difference. Here's the PSA I have for everybody watching this shit that will increase your ladder game's win percentage by at least 60% or...
Tell them the P-Saw, Michael. Tell them the P-Saw.
The real shit? Run max speed Ogre Pond. What the fuck are you doing if you're not running max speed Ogre Pond?
I disagree, actually.
No, I disagree.
So cringe, because literally every team has an Ogre Pond on it. You want yours
point
to beat
check.
That thing, right?
Point check.
Point
wow!
Check. PC undefeated win check.
PC undefeated win check. I took all the good players and left.
Yep.
You told me that. You said, hey, thanks for taking all the good players and leaving so I could win that shit.
Yep.
You literally said that to me.
That's really funny.
Don't say it, Cap. Thing. You said that to me.
I have one thing. Let me have this one thing.
So here's the spot that I agree with him. Early reg D? Is that when we got Ogrepan?
E. That was Worlds. E was Ogrepan, yeah.
E, okay. So early reg E. E. Put the photo of Markiplier up.
E. E. E.
E. E. E.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. E.
E.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Regulation E with the Ogrepan.
Regulation ah.
When
Foxy jump scare regulation ah.
Fast Ogrepan was nice because that's when water pawns were just starting to go bulky, and it was I was only fighting water pawns. I was not fighting any fire, any just default grass or rock pawns. I was only fighting other water pawns, and being able to win that speed interaction every single time was one of the most useful things in the world, because I know that I was getting 2-hit KO'd, and they know that they were getting 2-hit KO'd, but I was doing it faster. And it's just, it is very awkward to not have that bulk. I feel like with a fire pawn, it's a lot easier to do. Water pawn's definitely built to be more bulky. But the more I think about it, if water pawn and Amoongus are, like, the redirection guys right now, if fire pawn just gets more usage, what's the, who are we pulling out, I wonder? Clefairy? Smeargle? Smeargle's...
Indeedee?
No. Indeedee tacked on the non-Psyspam teams or non-Trick Room teams is just good. I feel like it's getting to its Sword and Shield status of this is a good redirection Pokemon to just have.
Justin Karras and Tolarweb at one of the regionals, they peaked top 8 with it. I don't think they went all the way. But they were doing Iron Crown shit, but it was a Tailwind team.
Mm.
It was like Tailwind Indeedee. Like Torn and Didi. And I think that archetype kind of went a little underexplored.
Yeah.
And I think it's picking up currently a little bit more. Like I've been seeing it on them special offense teams with Chiyu, Flutter, Glamora. It's they round it out with Torn, and then they want redirection, so they'll have Ogrepan water, and then they're like, oh shit, but that's not enough because he wants it to be clicking damage. So you do Didi for actual bulky, a traditional follow me user. I think.
Yeah, Ogrepan's not built to be a follow me user. Ogrepan's right. built to kill things, and then once it gets intimidated too many times, then you start clicking follow me.
Right, and that's another reason as to why I think Max Speed Ogre is probably a better idea right now, is because you could have two flavors of follow me on your team. You could have the offensive one, and you could have the defensive one.
Yeah.
One that actually lives 3 hits, and one that, sure, you're follow me away 2 hits and dying, but
it's less of the plan with Ogrepan and more of an option.
Right, yeah.
I want to read off, though, just because we're going on to, more current things. The sillies from that tournament. Day 2 Utrecht facts. There are more Alolan Ninetales than Amoongus. Fluttermane has roughly 38% usage, while Raging Bolt has over 50. Incineroar is still, the highest usage.
A lot of balance was used at Utrecht.
Yeah. So Utrecht got... So we have day 2 Ushid stats that C-Buddy has been keeping track of in a nice tier list, which is really neat to show, how many Pokemon are being used in day 2. And that regional just added Registeel, Articuno, Sylveon... Annihilape, Hisuian Lilligant, Clefable, not Clefairy, Clefable, Articuno Galar, also both Articunos are up, and Okidoki,
Dogi.
And
Okidoki just won something today.
Yeah,
did it?
Yeah, was it a Taiwanese regional or something?
Oh, fuck, I saw Z-Bandit tweeting, but I wasn't sure what regional it was. Was that streamed by any chance?
I don't probably think so.
Not. Fuck. Okay, because Okidoki is a mon that I really like right now. I'm so close to running my Reg A Psyspam team with Okidoki over Annihilape. I want to be that guy. It was it wasn't Sidespam. It was just 222 before 222 existed.
It's I understand why people are looking at it more recently because it's really just like heart beating in Cinderella Course, which is like
this is so in Cinderella Core.
Yeah.
And really, this is so in Cinderella Core right now, guys.
I think I think poison types are just up in general, Tumor.
I agree.
Fake out maxing.
Fake out maxing.
Fake out maxing.
I'm going to implode.
Intimidate cell.
Real fake out max intimidate cell. I'd be party shotting.
I was
I'm a fake out max intimidate cell like I'm Tien.
Okay.
Yeah? You want to elaborate?
Intimidate cell like I'm Tien.
He intimidates cell.
Sorry. Okay, I get
cocaine crabs.
Money, I'm a huge money.
Money. Money.
You're a huge money? What?
No.
What are you, huge?
I'm a big fan. Okay. I was laddering the other day and I was using like Terra Poison, Terra Bluster there. That's a lot of fun.
Disgusting. Shameful.
Yeah. You said you were at Salt Vest, right?
It was AV Durser, yeah. I
fuck with it.
My last round of Melbourne was against an AV Durser team, and I was like, well, that's kind of sauce. Like, you don't get to do, like, the protect, like, stall out, click leftovers, but, like, you finish up a game, and it's like, I'm clicking... I'm plus two, and I'm clicking Poison Terror Blast into all of your grass types, because some of these teams have, like, two of them. Like Rillaboom and Urgapon, and it's like heinous. You just click Terra Blast and then they die. It's so funny.
I do think that Dozo is gonna resurface. I don't know how I feel about that. But we're currently in a no Dozo zone. That usually means we're about to enter a Dozo zone soon. It's also a wave.
What
do you think team archetype it's gonna be on? You think it's the same shit it was doing at the beginning of the format, or do you think it's going to be a little different?
I don't know, because... I think
Durser just does Durser things, like...
Yeah, it'd be fat. I feel like just normal self. Orange Tatsugiri stuff.
Be fat, do crime.
Be fat, do crime. That's what he do. He's so awesome. Protect,
left drivers. Maybe AV.
Be fat, do crime.
I'm a Haina. I'm Haina for running AV. For real. I'm an outlier.
We're just gonna gloss over what Michael just said. Okay. Be fat, do crime, eat baby. What?
Oh well, yeah.
Well, that's what Durser does. That's not Durser's MO. He eats babies. But he doesn't eat them. It's more like a Remy from Ratatouille situation.
Yes, I understand.
He's controlling the Durser. What was I gonna say? I'm like Spider's Georg when it comes to me running fucking Assault Vest. I think Durser just does Durser things with like two attack, sub protect. It's like that's what all it's ever gonna do for the most part.
Yeah.
But it's
easy to forget though that Dozos can pretty easily outspeed things like Fluttermane and Qianpao.
You need max speed to do that, but it is possible. Yeah, which I think if it does want to come back, it might have to start doing shit like
wave
that.
Wave crashes kills. Back.
Well, I mean, Jinpao that's why been
huge at Utrecht.
Yeah, I mean that's why Terra Poison's so good. I think because like you just resist fairy hits now. It's like oh sick.
We may like I feel like we're gonna see something for Mr. Bolt. Terror to resist Mr. Bolt. Like either fairy or grass.
Oh, that was also why I thought that AV Durza was so good, was because like I could just Terra Poison and like tank Thunderclap or Thunderbolt and then
can't Terra away a weakness either.
That's because really cool. I've got Terra Blast to deal with their fairy. If they're Terra Electric, I just Earthquake it or click Order Up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really interesting that like all Raging Bolt Terras have been either neutral or weak to poison, weak to poison.
Well, the same thing happens with Tinglu. Like Tinglu is literally like I've been running the whole reason why I ran Terra Poison Durser the way that I did was because I was originally I was trying to find a way to run a water type that wasn't Urshifu or Urgapon, because currently my team was a Defiant Urgapon. But I didn't know, like, what to run next to it. Then I thought, because this same team is a Gouting Fire Howl team, it's like, okay, well, Durzo next to Howl Guy isn't too bad. If I run, like, Oblivious, then I don't get my drops, like, my boosts intimidated away. So,
mm-hmm.
I can just do that. And then the AV is sort of like, okay, extra survivability. Plus, I have my Geary. So, that's why I run it. Originally, on that sort of same archetype, given that the Durzo was actually an Urgapon Wellspring, I would have, like, a Tinglu there doing AV, like, AV Tinglu doing Tinglu stuff. Terra Poison, Terra Blast, which is solely so it can, like, 1v1. Like, if you have a spare Terra, you can deal with Urgapons pretty well, which yeah. I'm a fan of.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem, is Urgapon is why Dondozo can have problems.
I can very much see Tinglu Dondozo becoming a thing. That was a thing in one of the regulations prior. I remember.
It won a NAIC last year.
Yeah. That one? Dude, was that running into Tinglu Dozo, it was Solo Dozo, but, like, fucking,
you can also have Geary.
Like, nothing's stopping you from doing that. Because that gives you a bulky mode as well as, you know, the Don Dozo mode.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you ever lead two offensive Pokemon into Dozo, Tinglu, and then just get completely shit on because you can't do damage? That shit sucks.
Never.
Well, okay, I'm glad you're different. I'm glad you're just built better than I. Glad you're built stronger.
Better. Faster. Muscle check, stinkier. Muscle check.
Stop being stinky. Take a shower, like Shade Vieira did.
No, he can win stinkier. Oh, yeah. Bro be chugging eggs.
Segway. Oh,
wait, yeah. Speaking of people who should be running gym channel, Shade Vieira qualifies for the fucking Japan Championships while taking a bath. This is so funny. This image is so funny. If you go to Shade Vieira's Twitter, it's just like him announcing that he, like, qualified, and it's just him clearly with no shirt on, and he's like screaming behind like a tiled wall. It's like this man taking a bath, dude.
The Google Translate says, the reason why I suddenly moved to the bath, I had rented a bath when I was at a friend's house because I was planning to be suddenly teleported to a strange place for the first time. I don't think that's right. I think he was taking a bath at his friend's house and then found out that he qualified, like went to check, like he's just chilling. And then he decided, instead, I'm just going to post a selfie right now. That's hilarious.
That's funny.
And you can hear what he's, you can see, hear what he's saying. He's going, say!
Say! this is why I was once, I was watching one of his videos, Alex was over at my house, and he's like, can you understand any of this? And I'm like, no. Nope. But I know when something good happens because he screams really loud, and that's entertaining. and then I wait, and he gets like a crit, and he goes, Zay! And I'm like, see, it's great. This is good content.
Yeah.
Was that good?
It truly
screamed.
Bridges,
of course it was.
It bridges the language barrier, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
literally, was that good? Yes, he screamed.
He screamed.
Screamed, say.
One of the cover artists that I like a lot for, like, J-pop stuff, which is really funny, played a bit of VGC with a rental team, and during Sword and Shield, he had Terada Kyogre in front of Rillaboom, and I think he forgot that Grassy Glide existed, because it went off, and he started panicking. He's like, oh! But his Kyogre was Terad, it was Dynamaxed, so it lived. He's, like, freaking out, he's like, oh, okay. And then the rest of the turn played out. I'm like, yeah. The panic is universal.
Dissipated. It went away. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Kyurga, got a bit of news, gamers.
It's not news. It's not news. It's not news. It's not news.
I'm with that. It's just fake news.
I'm coping. I'm coping so hard.
Okay, man. Look, you can either cope, and then when it comes around, just like melt as a puddle, or you can prepare. You can get ready.
Nope, I'm gonna melt like a puddle. I'm gonna be sad, and I'm gonna be whiny about it, and I'm sad.
You can prepare and build for the coolest Calyrex team ever, featuring Flamigo. Flamigo.
If you're unaware of what we're talking about, Regulation G has been announced.
No, it hasn't.
Announced with a heavy asterisk next to it.
I will say that the Japan National Championships last year had also just art that said Regulation C with Mirrodon and Corridon.
That's what I'm saying! It's splash art. It's so they announced the Japan Championships, and they said that it's going to be Reg G, and then the splash art for it was a Terad, Corridon, and Mirrodon. And that art came out with other splash art of some of the Paradoxes, like the new ones, like Raging Bolt and Gouging Fire and Iron Leaves and all that. So that all came as a batch, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, cool, new splash art. These motherfuckers making me panic. They're like, oh, it's going to be GS Cup. I'm like, no, please, no, please, because the last regional I can go to is LA, and guess what that is? It's Reg G. I don't want to. They didn't say the rules. They just said it's going to be Reg G, and they had the splash art. That's the only thing.
I would think that it would be insane to switch up the format again before Worlds.
Surely.
They did it last year.
Right.
I know, and I hate that they did it last year.
Well, I mean, this time if they do it, it would start in May, so it wouldn't be right before Worlds. It'd be a couple of months.
Right, so, like, that's cool, too. Either way, it's the fucking two castles meme. It's either the bright and sunny one, which is something that we don't know what the fuck it is, and then it's the dark and scary one, which is potentially GS Cup, for what the format is going to be. Whether that is single restricted or double restricted, Ubers are back. Kyogre's coming back, Groudon's coming back, Calyrex Shadow's coming back, Zacian's coming back. Maybe. Or maybe the fucking other alternative is that it's just Terapagos legal. I don't fucking know. Peacher Run. Let's go, Peacher Run.
No.
Peacher Run.
Peacher Run would be really funny, actually.
It's a first VGC.
Yeah, I was going to say first VGC legal mythical.
Apart from Series 13.
Yeah. Hey, y'all mess with Peacher Run.
Yeah.
you guys
Everyone pops off.
Yeah, Peacher Run. People would pop off for Peacher Run because it's like. Because it's basically like nothing changes in the format. Because Petra is not that mana is going to shift and shake up the current meta that we currently have. Terapagos,
yeah.
People are going to start stalling, is what will happen.
So.
Yeah.
The next format that we are or the next regionals that we are all going to, the format will be different from right now. And I think that I am sad about. I do enjoy the current regulation, and I'm sad to see it go. I am excited to play something new, though. I do think that that's going to be fun for, like, my last regional of the season, I would think, is Indy, maybe. Maybe I get out to LA. I don't fucking know. Maybe I do NAIC.
LA is technically the most accessible regional for all of us.
Which is cool.
Hi, besties. Rut one house.
I'm down to do that shit. Very down to do that shit.
We'll see. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I'm excited because, like, I might get a hotel, but I might also just, like, drive there.
I mean,
a hotel for Indy. Yeah. I know that's happening. Indy's the only one that's on my mind right now, though. I'm locked the fuck in for Indy because that's just going to be the best one for me. I feel like I'm going to be so hyped for that. So.
Yeah.
It's also yet another first time of a new format in Indianapolis, or in Indiana, the state, for me. This will be my third. Fort Wayne, first Reg C event. Fucking, I guess Peoria was not Indiana. Let me say Midwestern, like, first time events. Peoria was the first Reg E event, and now this is going to be the first Reg G event that I'm going to in Indiana, so. Three for three, let's see if I can go better than 5-4, baby. Let's get it, let's go! Oh, I need to get, like, fourth to be on World Space.
I'm excited. I need to I'm excited for spring break so I can actually play the video game again. Because I'm just kind of vicariously living through y'all going crazy at locals.
Yeah, which is fun.
But yeah, that's really all that's been going on. Do we have the regional that just happened? Like, do we have those results yet? Or
nah.
Well, Ash, that isn't all that's been going on. See, we haven't actually recorded a podcast since this happened, but Pokemon Day was a real thing that existed.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Pokemon Day. Oh, shit, oh. Yeah.
Big what's
fake.
Fake?
Hey, we got a new fake Pokemon game announced. Let's act like that's a new thing.
Okay, wait, hold on. Just real quick. The results are up. Thank you, Victory Road. Guess what got second, Marcos?
Another Okidogi?
Psyspam! With Gallade.
Did Okidogi?
I don't see Okidogi.
I thought it was an Okidogi mirror.
I thought it was as well.
Is this the wrong regional? It's the wrong regional.
Sounds like you got the wrong regional.
Why am I getting a regional from January on the front page of Victory Road? I just clicked on it.
Because you're bad.
What?
Oh.
Wow.
Ash is actually what? In the past, as it turns out.
I'm so confused. Why is it...
Oh, the date is wrong. It's always wrong.
Oh.
Is it? Does it say it's by Alberto Nunez?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always wrong.
So what is this? It's right
here. This is probably the correct one.
Yeah, okay. Then yes. I don't they only have the top 8 up. Oh, not even top 8. They have the top 7. Where's number 8?
Disqualified. Oh. Sir, this is the Erky Durky won a different regional.
It was okay, never mind. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
It was a Taiwanese one, I believe.
Okay,
was
yeah, no. Taiwanese? This one's Brazil. I see it now.
Brazil.
Okay, I've got the teams of that Taiwanese final.
Oh, okay.
On one side, you have Gouging Fire, Alolan Ninetales, Ogerpon Water, Articuno again, Okidogi, and Indeedee. And on the other side of the field, you have another Gouging Fire, another Ogerpon Water, another Okidogi. What the fuck? And then here's where it gets even weirder. Comfy?
Yo!
Like the little flower guy? Tinglu okay. And Latias.
Okay, hold on. I see so the comfy Okidogi because you just bulk up and click floor healing. That's what you do.
Yeah.
I would guess that it's also Calm Mind Latias, but maybe not.
That's crazy. It's. I'm glad that we get like I don't know. I wish that these were streamed because only it's really like the American regionals and some European ones get streamed. And seeing what other countries do is really interesting. I don't know. That is cool. I'm sorry for that. I just wanted to make sure. I thought I found it. My bad. But yes, Z.
Yeah, I mean, two Okidogi teams doing that well is pretty insane. And also, it's Articuno's second time. So, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I think Okidogi is definitely an unexplored mon. Because it does just beat, like, the two pivoting guys. Like, straight up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, there. I think its entire existence is to... For, like, zero damage. You can't get intimidated. You get a boost off of that. And, like, you beat them 1v1 by sucking up the Incineroar with Drain Punch and one-shotting the Rillaboom Poison Jab. So it's like...
Yeah.
Hmm?
Cool mon!
Actually, you probably could run Gunk Shot so you occur Floatamans, right?
I think it's the type of mon that, like, because it's so different than other Pokemon, nobody knows what the fuck its partners are. Like, its best partners are. That's why I think you can get away with shit like Comfey next to it. Like,
it's Gouging Fire. You click Hell.
Both of them. Yeah, that's true. Both of them figured out it's Gouging Fire. It's Okidoki Gouging Fire mirror.
It's just a second, like, defiant guy in, like, it's like, guy who gets boosted off of Intimidate. I'll howl next to it so I don't get intimidated and I just get boosted if you try to.
Yeah,
it was an Okidoki mirror for the finals. That's crazy.
Beats King Gambit.
Yep.
Very but interesting yeah. Pokemon.
The goat.
That's a dog actually.
Got name. That dog in him. But yes, Pokemon Z. Sorry. Z is real. Zygarde's real. I'm a big
Zygarde has game.
Zygarde has game. Zygarde has game! Good
Let's
for
go,
him.
Zygarde! Yeah!
Actually, Marcos, it says Eternal Star. That's what that
I don't know
says.
What it means. I don't know. I'm not a big Sonic fan. I don't know what it is.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are we?
He said L is real. It's like that oh. the side of Super Mario 64. It says Eternal Star. Like
I said, I don't play Sonic, so.
Yeah, what okay, says Eternal Star? What are you even talking about?
Me, I'm an Eternal 64. Star. It's like the sign that says L is real 2048.
Z is real. I get it. Z is real. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
Anyway. Eternal Snake.
What are you? Thoughts on Zygarde?
It is crazy we didn't get anything Gen 5. And I really hope that they don't skip it. Because I remember a couple episodes back, I had the theory of like, oh, what, you know, Gen 5 didn't sell well. What if they think it won't sell well again? So they just put all the Gen 5 references into the Scarlet Violet DLC, and then they're just going to go straight to 6. And then that happened, and I'm like, I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right.
Ash, they're not going to skip it.
Balin, yeah, but, I was on your Balin, I was on your side, but then I realized Ash is always right about everything, and then I was like, wait.
No. I think legitimately, so... In February, they released a bunch of trailers for, we were due for a Nintendo Direct in February. I feel like we get one, like, every year. And then they released a bunch of trailers for the new Princess Peach game, and, like, just trailers for the Splatoon DLC expansion that was gonna that came out last month. I have a feeling that they were supposed to have a Direct, and just didn't have enough, and we're gonna spend all the time talking about whatever the next console is. That's my hunch. But something happened and it's getting delayed, so they couldn't talk about it, so instead they released some Nintendo Party stuff, and then they had an Indie Direct instead to, you know, pad in that space. Then Pokemon Day, you know, would have been a perfect 1-2 punch. Hey guys, look, Switch 2. Hey guys, look, new Pokemon on the new console. Now they can't do that. So my hopes and prayers is that it is some kind of Gen 5 remake or Black and White 3 or whatever that's going to be specifically built for the new console and hopefully run well. And then Legends, yay, is our middle of the release cycle spinoff game. And I hope that that's true. I really hope that that's true.
That's what I think is the case. I think ZA is going to be exactly what Legends Arceus was. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it shows up in January 2025, and then we have a new game in November the next year the same year.
That's what I'm hoping.
So I think that next Pokemon Day is when we're going to get the announcement of the game. It's going to be just after ZA releases.
Yeah. I was talking about this with somebody. Like, before the Direct was happening. I think it was too soon to expect Gen 5 stuff, just because...
Yeah.
Pokemon is a pattern. Pokemon is a pattern. Stop showing us your side profile, MJ. For the love of God.
I'm looking at some shit.
Anyway,
he's trying to mog me.
Shut up!
Stop looking at me. Balin is so gay.
Shut up.
I looked to the left a little bit, and Balin's brain exploded.
I'll explain why that's relevant after
this. Yowie man.
Anyway. Yeah. Big ol' hands.
Anyway.
Continue. I will not look to the left anymore.
Okay.
I'm looking directly at it.
Stop looking at me. Pokemon release cycle is just that. It's a cycle. It's like it's something that like it recurs. The release cycle is eternal. It doesn't. It very rarely changes. And I think what we experienced here is a change, because. See, with what happened with the Gen 4 stuff is that we got a remake in November because we normally get a game in November. But then they were testing the waters with Legends Arceus as a January release, and they were testing the waters to see if that would sell well or if that was okay. Like, they'd be like, people are fine with a January release.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were testing. So we're not getting a November release this year. But we're going to be getting the January release of Legends Arceus. So if they're like, okay, this worked, so we're going to do this instead.
Gen 5, I don't think, is coming until after Gen 10 releases, just because, well, like, it just makes more sense, because there's normally a generation gap before we get, like, another remake, because Gen 3 had the Gen 1 remakes, Gen 4 had the Gen... What the fuck?
Wait, okay, Quibin.
Whoa. My hand is up. Whoa, wait, my psyche is getting shattered right now. I've been Z-moved.
Yeah, I already Z-moved.
Okay, but then there was a generation gap between Gen 2 remakes and Gen 3 remakes, and they did the same thing between Gen 3 remakes and Gen 4 remakes. So I'm expecting, like, they changed that from the Gen 3 to the Gen 4, so now what I'm expecting is that Gen 5 remakes will come out during Gen 10, so I don't think we're going to get them until 2026. It was wrong for us to assume that they were going to bring us Gen 5 stuff now, and that's why, like, it has a little bit of confirmation bias, but I think, like, it was definitely wrong for us to expect it now. I think it's still coming. It's definitely still coming. Game Freak will never pass up the opportunity to earn that sort of money.
Yeah. I'm hoping this just means they're taking their time. And that's the best news we could have gotten for Pokemon Day.
Absolutely not. It's a Pokemon game. It's Game Freak.
Absolutely not. I can hope.
Absolutely not.
I was kind of hoping for no announcement, and that's what happened. So... But I'm a huge Gen 6 fan, and a lot of people don't like Gen... Like, I don't think I've ever met another person... I mean, Gen 6 isn't my favorite generation, but I've never met anyone who says Gen 6 is their favorite generation. And I think that's crazy, because those games are really fun, and I love the world building that they do for it. And so to have a whole game that's about building Lumio City and, like with Legend style, going out and catching Pokemon that way, that sounds so fucking fun. It's just Jubilife, but it's a bigger hub, and I think that's really neat, because I'm betting you'll be able to, like, upgrade shops as you go as well, and that's, like, a whole... It makes me think of Xenoblade.
You can do that in Arceus, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. It's a question about releases, right?
Right.
We have the next month that they like to release shit in is in November, right? From right now, the next time that they can drop November, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is generally when they drop stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Then after that is January.
Yep.
Correct? Which would be 2025.
Yep.
Are we thinking that's when Arceus is? Oh. Or, sorry, that's when Zygarde is?
Yes. I think Zygarde will happen either, like, late January or early Feb. It will be before Pokemon Day drops.
Because that's when Arceus came out, I'm pretty sure. It was in January.
Yep. Yeah, it will happen before Pokemon Day.
Right. Is there any possibility that the November before then could be Gen 5? Or do we think that's too soon?
I think if they had something, they would have announced it.
I also think that. No. And so maybe it's the November after. Right? Or maybe the November after is Gen 10. I don't actually... I have no idea. But I'm thinking, because nothing has been said for November, it's not... We probably shouldn't rule out November.
I think this is the possibility, but it feels, like, odd to have them not
announced the second one and then the first one after. Yeah,
It isn't like Pokemon to casually drop the fact that main release, his main release, it's August, main release happened. There's an argument that they might just sort of, like, silently drop it because, like, Gen 4 remakes kind of, like, a lot of people didn't like the Gen 4 remakes, and they were like, maybe we should drop, like, just announce this later. Maybe not just give it much attention until it actually happens. But mm-hmm. I don't see them ever doing that. It's a Game Freak.
Ash bringing up the Switch 2 is, you know, they could do some shit like DS eShop type shit. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's just like a port.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. Please. Yeah.
I think my stance is still Gen 5 on Switch will happen. In what capacity, in what flavor, in what way? No fucking clue. But that's just what I'm saying.
It will happen. It's like, there's no way they skip it. They don't do that. It's not within, like, they will eventually do it. If it's not this year, it will be in 2026 after they announce, like, after Gen 10. Because Gen 10 is due to come out next year. Year will be the third year of Scarlet and Violet, and most generations have a lifespan of 3 years, which is what I'm assuming, which is why I'm assuming Gen 10 comes out next year, and then 2026 will likely be, like, remake and potentially a Legends-type game as well,
Yeah, which I'm excited. I like that style of spin-off. I'm totally down because it lets there be like expansion to the lore of the regions and like the world building there without it people whining about, oh, it's not a one-to-one remake.
Actually, it's a mainline game match. I'm sorry.
Okay. These motherfuckers. Let's just ignore them. So I fucking hate them. Stop ignoring them.
Me and Marco started stroking each other's chins. Okay, stroking our own chins.
Yeah, someone's gonna cut that and just stroke it.
Me and Marco were stroking each other. Don't cut it there.
We see each other like reach into each other's camera. You see a hand come out from off the side of the frame and like you just touch each other's faces. That's so funny. But yeah, I think there's a lot of, like, misinformation and misunderstanding about how Pokemon works in terms of release cycles. I'm realizing that a lot of people sort of don't recognize how the pattern works, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see, like, publication. Not even publication. I would like to see...
like, a video about it. I should do that.
I've been thinking about making video ideas.
You should do that.
I want to make a video about, like, I've been thinking about doing videos about, like, obviously the release cycle of Pokemon games. But also, I've been wanting to do stuff like... I'm sure that everybody here knows that I'm a fan of BDSP at this point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are you laughing about? I want to make a video about, like Pokemon... like Pokemon's problem, like, with nostalgia and, like, using BDSP as sort of a, like, a case study on how, like, that affects, like, a massive people, like, sort of interpret, like, this, and, like, their opinions on that and how nostalgia affects them thinking that way. You know what I mean? Why are you laughing?
Oh, I'll get you. Title and thumbnail. I got you with this one, dog. I got you. Title and thumbnail, right? Title... nobody knows how Pokemon release schedules work. Thumbnail. Dialga and Palkia with rose-tinted glasses on, but their muscles are fucking huge, and they're, like, oiled up and sweaty.
Stop!
And like,
stop! Like, every time
we gotta put you down. We gotta put you down.
Every time you draw Pokemon, is very uncomfortable. You motherfucker. Oh,
you somehow made me feel uncomfortable looking at a pseudo-wooter. Dude, Pseudowooter is like a cool guy. You know, me and Andre, friend of everyone in the podcast, sit and call and we go, Pseudowooter
sometimes joins the call.
And then you show me this image and I'm like, bro, what the fuck? This is like the opposite of like
Your Honor, I'm too good at my job. I rest my case.
Purple nipples. Excuse me?
Purple nurples.
No.
Hate this guy.
From Chowder?
Hate him.
Yeah.
Hate this guy. Hate him.
Letting you know, if you make that video, I got you a thumbnail.
I can do your thumbnail, Valen.
I might pass on that one, MJ. I'm sorry to say. Ash, however. Fair. I mean, you have to see what you have to do.
Yippee, yahoo!
Yeah. I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
Yeah, no, I've been thinking about, like, I've been watching a lot of video essays, and I know I have a problem of looking at someone do a thing and go, I want to do that thing too!
That's inspiration, that's very normal. And with YouTube specifically, it's just another art medium platform, you know what I mean? So it's like, inspiration runs rampant.
Inspiration?
I've been wanting
inspiration, but I will say, a common sentiment that has been ushered recently is, why the fuck is there so much battle content? Maybe stop being inspired by that. Transform it in some way, because I might be with y'all on saying there's too much battle content.
I was saying in call the other day, to the same effect of what I did earlier, is like, guys, we don't need any more VGC influences. Guys, we don't need any more VGC battle content creators, dude. Like, uploading, like, I get wanting to seeing somebody like Aaron Zhang upload a video of him using, I'm using silly fucking Articuno, and it's like, I can do that, and then building a team and uploading an unedited clip of you playing the video game. I can get how that can be fun, and I get how you would want to do that. However, please, for the love of God, you can do other things. Other things are real. They exist. I know. I did them.
Let people do what they want, and the YouTube views will decide if they... Like, if they're doing it with the intent of, oh, I'm going to get popular, it's not going to work. If they're doing it because they want to have fun, why not?
And I don't think
battle content should stop being made, because, like, everyone's having fun with it. But
if you're having fun? However, please, if you're wishing to grow, do something different, for the love of God.
It's the
please.
Growth thing,
we're not pigeonholed into this one thing. We can do other things, like
other thing.
And that's also, like...
You're the perfect example of this, Marcos, because you do both. You do other thing and battle content.
Oh, he was... Yeah, man, I shit and I fart.
He'd be pooping.
He was...
Okay!
Yeah. Oh, not this shit again. Stop it!
No. I am very much not on this shit again. Don't worry about that. I'm not... I said it one time.
Get it?
I do get it.
I do get it. But I have a quick note I want to add about the Pokemon Direct before we wrap up. The announcement I was most excited for, I must admit, was Raikou and Pokemon Sleep. I don't know if anyone plays Pokemon Sleep. That shit works. I have to be asleep before 4 a.m. if I want it to give me points. And that has prevented me from ruining my sleep schedule on many weekends. It's great.
I mean, this is awesome. I don't play Sleep, but I get the vibes because I play Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Pokemon lifestyle type apps
are
fire.
They're nice.
They go hard.
They're pretty nice.
They go hard.
The other thing is the TCG Pocket app that's going to be coming out next year. That I like, and I wish there was a VGC equivalent. Because what it is, you're going to get 2 free packs to open a day, and me... along with, I'm sure, many other people, only like opening Pokemon cards to open Pokemon cards. We don't play the fucking game. We're either opening it for the pretty art.
So true.
We're either opening it for the pretty art, or to hope we get a super rare so we can get some money back. That's literally all it is. So to make a phone app that's just, Marcos is showing a nice flush.
You got the money spread.
Nice flush of pretty cards. An Iron Moth is in there. What a cool guy. So to make an app out of just like, oh, I get, it's a gacha game. I get to open up my packs every day. That's fun. And then to also make a watered down version of the TCG game that you can play, like just do a quick 10-minute battle on your phone while you're, waiting in line for something or whatever. Right. Like, I feel like that's genius marketing. Like, I might get into TCG because it always seemed so intimidating. You're giving me a way to collect the cards and have fun. And a watered-down version of the game to help me understand it. It was always too complicated for me, even as a little baby. So that's cool. Feel like that's what sending your friend... Like, I want to learn Pokemon, send your friend to Showdown Randoms until I get it. Kind of vibes.
Yeah. If you ever want to get into TCG, by the way, viewer, go to
it's
your local
It's very easy to pick up.
It's easy to pick up, but also your pre-releases are the best events possible. They will give you a bunch of packs for effectively free. Like, your entry fee is like $20, but you get like 12 packs.
Damn.
Shit's goated.
That's crazy, actually. I might do that.
Yeah, the value is crazy, but they also teach you how to play the game there, which is the coolest part. And it's like, that's the entire vibe. I went 1 win and 5 losses at my last pre-release, but it didn't fucking matter because it's not there for like points.
And you got cool
cards. Like competition. You're there to learn. Yeah, and I got a shitload of cool cards.
You're there to be a chill-ass viber.
Balling out on the weekends.
Balls out on weekends.
Yeah, no, that, like, I don't know.
So go ball out on weekends.
I like that. I know that TCG has always gotten the most... Like, VGC is the flashier Pokemon sport, eSport, whatever the fuck. But TCG has always felt like it got more funding and more attention because, of course, it makes them more money.
Because it did.
Yeah. So to see them getting people into TCG this way is really neat. And I hope they do something similar with VGC. That's really it. Like,
you know what they need to do to get people into VGC? They need to make Showdown.
Yep.
I was literally thinking that. Yeah. I was like, TCG Pocket is just the Showdown of TCG.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I think that's neat. I like...
It's a little different, but yeah.
It feels like, I don't know anything about competitive Pokemon. Go play Showdown randoms for like 20 minutes and then come back to me. Right? It feels like that kind of vibe. I like that. That is my thoughts.
Thank you for watching.
That's my thoughts on the direct.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening, watching,
shitting. We know some of you are in the bathroom. Thank you for shitting with us.
Hi, everybody.
With us. Don't say with. Which one of us was pooping, bro?
Dog, you know, I be dropping a micro poop once in a while. You know me.
A what?
He got a hole cut out of the bottom of his chair. Check his chair.
Bro got the poop tube. You got the gamer chair.
I got the gamer chair. We got Cheetos on deck. Poop on the poop deck.
All right.
Baylen, save the patrons. Baylen, please.
Save us, Baylen.
Thank you.
Save us from ourselves.
Thank you to the Patreons for subscribing, including, but not limited to, Crazy Carlton, Shrev, Al Nalan, Illy Cradilly, Kids McGids, Paloma, Professor Jams, and Dub Smash.
Woo!
Subscribing as well as everybody else. This episode's going to be weird. Okay, so fun fact. I've been busy. I've been hella busy. So along with this episode is going to be uploaded a 2-hour episode, which is just two episodes melded together. But I want this one to be separate, because one of them we talk about Marcus's day two at Charlotte. Was it Charlotte?
No, it was Knoxville.
Knoxville.
Dang, it's been a minute.
Yeah, Knoxville thing, and then the other one, what did we talk about in the other one? That was just a good episode. The other one was just a good episode that we recorded like a week ago or so. Like,
so TLDR, it's Route 1 weekend, baby. Woo! You get three times the amount of Route 1 you would normally get. Route
1 weekend. Take some pre-workout, dry scoop it.
No.
Smell some smelling salts and listen. Hit the gym for
7 straight hours and listen to this shit, baby. You know what I'm talking about? It's like double XP weekend on like World of Warcraft or some shit.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, I don't play any of them games, but it's double XP. You get triple Stardust if you fucking hatch eggs.
Stardust if you play Pokemon Go while listening to this podcast.
They call me double, triple Stardust, man.
Goons are spawning in the wild at more shiny odds or some shit. Yeah, go out there. Fuck yeah.
Retweet if you're a true gooner.
We need an ogre pawn. We need an ogre pawn with a shiesty.
Route 1 gooners. Any Route 1 gooners? Route 1 weekend.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
You guys are no longer schneeb.
No, we can't do that to them.
This is season 3 of the podcast. First you were Stack Attackers, now you're Sneebs. You ain't ready for the gooning arc.
we make a $20 tier, which is just the $10 tier, but it's your gooners.
Shout out to the gooners.
Oh my god!
I don't think anybody would pay for that, but like that'd be funny.
I hope anybody listening to this shit is aware of the Zigzagoon meme that we were talking about.
The Zigzagoon fandom is dying. Retweet if you're a
real gooner.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.